he celebrated the festival of the resurrection of our Lord. That's the official technical name of last Sunday.
I realize everyone just called it Easter, but actually the official name is the festival of the resurrection of our Lord.
The term Easter does not apply to a Sunday. The term Easter applies to a church season, a season of the church year. We're in the second season of Easter. Easter lasts 50 days. It includes 7 Sundays. And this is the time in the church year when we are encouraged to remember and celebrate what the resurrection means to our lives. Easter's not the longest season of the church year, but it's the most joyous and the most important of them all.
But I'm going to propose that really Easter isn't just 50 days, isn't just 7 Sundays. It's 365 days, it's 52 days, that Easter is really all year long. After all, the resurrection is the foundation, the heart, the center, the cornerstone of the entire Christian gospel, the Christian message. It all kind of hinges on that. Every Sunday is an opportunity, an encouragement for us to remember and celebrate what that resurrection means. Every Sunday is a continuation of that Easter tradition, which, by the way, is why Christians worship on Sunday, and particularly Sunday morning. Because every time we gather here, we're supposed to be remembering those ladies who went to that tomb and found the stone rolled away and heard the gospel proclaimed by the angels. So that's what I want to do this morning. I want us to remember and celebrate everything that the resurrection means for us. It's a lot, but I want to touch on just 5 things. First of all, Easter means life. You know the verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him is not going to perish, but has everlasting life. In spite of our sin, and that sin results in death, well, we're not going to perish. Rather, we have life. Not dead, but alive. Because of the resurrection. A story told about a boy named Maui. And Maui lived in this African village, a very traditional African village where people still lived in huts. His parents and his older siblings were all away at work at their various jobs, but Maui, being the oldest, still at home, was in charge of his younger siblings. Somehow, fire broke out in the hut. Maui and his siblings got out okay, except for the youngest, his little sister, who was still inside. She somehow was trapped. So Maui went running back into the burning hut, smoke blinding his eyes, flames dancing on his back. But he found his sister, and he freed her, and he held her close to his heart, and he came running out of the hut just as it collapsed in flames. It's a story of Maui and his little sister, but it's kind of the story of Jesus and us. Because the Bible tells us that we started a fire way back in the Garden of Eden. We live in this burning flame, this burning inferno, a fire called sin. We started it way back in the Garden of Eden, and we've been fueling it ever since, ever more. Now God's problem. God simply could have sat back and allowed it to happen. But God did not create us for death. He created us for life. God's desire is not to see us perish. God's desire is to bless us for all eternity. And so God came to fix what we broke. And he did it personally. He did it in the person of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus came racing into this burning inferno of sin. And yes, he got burned. He got seriously burned. He really got burned on that old rugged cross on that hill called Calvary. But somehow, in the process, he found us and freed us and held us close to his heart. And as he rose, so did we. The result is the sin that is ours is not going to kill us. We shall not perish, but because of Christ, because of the resurrection, because of Easter, we have life. It's the first thing we celebrate. Easter means life. The second thing we celebrate is that Easter means forgiveness. Forgiveness. The book of Acts we read, everyone who believes in the risen Christ has the forgiveness of sins. Everyone who believes in the risen Christ has the forgiveness of sins. There's a legend that surrounds Leonardo da Vinci. According to this legend, he was working on one of his very famous paintings, but right in the middle of that, he had a fight with a friend. He said harsh, bitter, cruel words. And then he went back to the canvas and he attempted to resume his work, but he found that he couldn't paint a stroke. Unfortunately, he realized the problem. He went back to his friend and repented of what he had said, asked for forgiveness, and that was extended. And then he went back to the canvas and resumed his work. I don't know if that legend is true or not. But I do know that if Christ had remained in the tomb, we would remain in our sin. But because Christ is risen, because of the resurrection, we have the forgiveness of sins. And we can celebrate that all year long. We have life. We have forgiveness. And the third thing is that Easter means hope. Hope. 1 Peter 1:3 says, we have been born in you to a living hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A hope, the Bible calls it a living hope, because of the resurrection. The resurrection of Christ means we have a new perspective, a new vantage point that enables us to see the real reality. A lot of people miss. And the result is hope. Story told of a boy who was standing on the sidewalk in front of a church. The boy was trying to read the message in the stained glass window of the church, but he couldn't. Pastor saw this and he went out and asked the boy what he was doing, and the boy said, I'm trying to read the message in your window, but it doesn't make sense. So the pastor invited the boy to come into the church. And as soon as he did and looked at the stained glass window, it was perfectly clear. The boy read the message out loud. God is love. The pastor explained that he couldn't see it before because he was seeing it from the wrong perspective. The resurrection of Jesus enables us to see the world from a different perspective, a different vantage point, from the vantage point of that empty tomb. And enables us to see very clearly, very obviously, what eludes others. Enables us to see God's mercy and God's grace, God's love and God's care. And the result, the Bible insists, is hope. A living hope. A powerful, powerful thing in our lives. And we can celebrate that all year through. Easter means life, it means forgiveness, it means hope. Kind of with that, Easter also means strength. Strength. Paul writes, we know the power of his resurrection in all who believe. And again, it is is Christ who was raised from the dead, so that in all things we are more than conquerors with him. And again, we know the immeasurable greatness of his power in all who believe, which he accomplished when Christ was raised from the dead. Power, strength, courage. The Bible calls it immeasurable. I remember when I was in college a very long time ago, there was a poster that was very popular, saw it a lot. It featured a cat. And this cat was hanging from, I don't know, the rope or string or something. His two front claws were just latched on as powerfully as it could to this rope across the top. And the cat was just hanging there, hanging in thin air with a very disturbed look on his face. And the caption read, "Hanging there." To the world, that's the best there is. Without embrace and knowledge of Easter, that's as good as it gets. Hanging in there until you can't any longer. But because of Christ, because of the resurrection, because of Easter, we have more. We have much, much more. Because of Easter, we can meet each and every day, every single situation, the knowledge that standing by us, holding us in his hand, is the risen, victorious, triumphant, living Christ. We can meet each day knowing the immeasurable greatness of his power in all who believe. We can meet each day knowing that we are more than conquerors, more than victors with him who is the victor. Immeasurable because of Christ, because of the resurrection, because of Easter, and we can celebrate that all year long. Easter means life. It means forgiveness. It means strength. It means hope. And finally, Easter means forever. Easter means heaven itself. Because Easter not only changes the here, it also changes the hereafter. Easter brings a life that is so real, so big, so powerful that even physical death can't touch it, can't hinder it, can't get in its way, can't stop it. Romans 6:23 tells us, the result of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. That Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. St. Paul put it this way. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ are all made alive. Cecil B. DeMille, a famous Hollywood producer from almost a century ago now, wrote about something that happened when he was on a fishing trip. He wrote, I was fishing from a large rock next to the water, and as I did so, I saw a large, black, ugly beetle come out of the mud and crawl up onto my rock next to me. I watched it sit there for a long time, seemingly baking in the hot summer sun. And then I realized that the bug had died, or so it seemed. But then something amazing happened. His glistening black shell cracked right down his back, and out of it came a shapeless mass, slowly transforming into a beautiful, brilliant, colored light. I watched all this in fascination. And there gradually unfolded iridescent wings from which the sunlight danced. The wings eventually spread wide as if in worship of his creator, and then his blue-green body took shape. I watched this in awe. For some reason, God was permitting me to watch him at work. And there before my very eyes, God took an ugly beetle out of mud and created a glorious dragonfly. The body of the old bug left behind on the rock. And that's when it occurred to me. If God does such wonders with an ugly old bug, what must he do with his beloved children? The Apostle Paul tells us in Revelation chapter 21. Although it's probably a bit like a beetle trying to explain the glories of flight, the Apostle Paul, John, writes, "The Spirit carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city coming down from God, having all the glory of God. Its radiance like a most rare jewel, like jasper, as clear as crystal. And the city was pure gold, and the foundations were adorned with every jewel possible. And I saw no temple in the city, because the temple is the Lord God and the Lamb. And the city had no need for a sun or a moon to shine upon it, for the glory of the Lord is its light, and the Lamb is its lamp." Mere human words trying to explain heavenly realities. I suspect there are no earthly analogies. There is no human language capable of describing heaven. But this much I know, and we know for sure. It's ours because of Christ, because of the resurrection, because of Easter. Easter not only changes the here, it changes the hereafter. And we can celebrate that all year long. And so we come to celebrate Easter as we do every Sunday of the year. We celebrate the life, the forgiveness, the hope, the strength, the eternity that is ours because of the resurrection. That is ours 24/7, 365, indeed, for all eternity. Amen. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ.